Welcome back to Talking Shiz with Tom Rapka and Julia Cutney. What's up on this beautiful Saturday night? We are making good on our promise for a podcast a day. Keeps the doctor away? Or
well,
maybe?
It shows that we missed one day, but that's because we didn't get it uploaded in time. We did the podcast, so don't judge us.
Technical issues. But yeah, so like we said, we're going to go through The Walking Dead episode by episode.
And see how it goes.
Yeah.
We also have a musical guest at the end of the podcast, Expendable Youth. It's going to be awesome. They're from Chicago. And stay tuned because it's amazing.
All right. So Walking Dead season one, pilot episode, episode one. Grab your snacks. Grab your cats. Buckle up.
Grab your sacks.
Ha! Buckle up. So, this was a really cool series. I'm a big horror zombie kind of fan of stuff in life.
Very much so.
And when I heard that anybody, not just AMC, anybody was going to take on a regular weekly TV series about zombies, I was excited. And slightly nervous at the same time because thinking, how are you going to do this? What is this going to look like? How are you possibly going to get more than like an episode or two? Because I was thinking mini series when they first said something. Like, you know, those ones you saw about like the Civil War and stuff. Back in the day, they were like, yeah. Oh, here's a 5-part mini series. I was super excited when they were like, oh, no. This is going to be a really, like a real series, like a TV series. I'm like, okay, cool.
I didn't really know what it was when it first came out. Like, I had just moved to Pittsburgh, and everyone was meeting at the bar and watching it. So I went with, and we watched the first episode, and I'm pretty sure after that, we watched, like, every episode until, like, I don't even know, maybe season two, and then everybody stopped. It got so big. Well, some people still came in, but it wasn't as big as when, like, everyone was coming in with season one.
Oh, so people were still
like,
watching.
There'd be, like, 20 people, like, at the bar, like, watching, getting drunk together, watching it on the TV.
So it's not like they stopped watching it, just
No, they didn't stop watching it. They just stopped gathering at that place. But it got so big, even after the first season, or first or second season, that they even opened up a store right next to our house. We lived on in Lawrenceville, I believe it was 42nd Street, right by the 40th Street Bridge, by Thunderbird Cafe, right across the street from PNC Bank. If anybody knows Pittsburgh, but they opened a store right there on the corner, and it was a Walking Dead store. They sold like all zombie stuff and a lot of Walking Dead stuff. And they tried to get a thing going every week that, like, people would show up. And they did for a couple of weeks. But again, just like the bar thing, people just stopped doing it. And eventually the store shut down. It sucked. But it was an awesome store. They had cool stuff. They had, like, statues. They had the maps. They had books. They had, you know, they had, like, all kinds of stuff.
I had a more opposite experience. I was the only person in my house that watched The Walking Dead. So I watched that thing by myself on Sunday nights. And then slowly you found out other people in your world like were fans, and then you had that cool bond where you could like talk about everything. So that was my experience with that. That would have been cool though, to have a big group of people who were like way into it. That would have been a really fun experience. So kudos to your group of people, and kudos to Pittsburgh for doing that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but after that, it turned into lonely watching. But I almost liked it better watching it alone because I got so into it. The show was so good in the first maybe 5-6 seasons. It's so good that I just like got sucked into it, and like I almost didn't want anyone else in the room because I just wanted to watch it. You know what I mean? And also, I couldn't watch it on Sundays because we were too poor to have TV. So I had to buy it on Xbox the next morning for $1 and watch it on Mondays.
I think that's before.
And I've done that for ever since almost the, you know, whatever season.
I think that's before, too. AMC caught on to the whole idea of streaming episodes, but obviously just for a very short period of time. But I think at the beginning, I'm not sure if they did or not, but they definitely caught on to that, which was a really smart move. So good job, AMC.
I actually have no idea if they did or not. I'm not sure.
Oh, no, I know they did because there was a couple times I missed episodes because I was gone somewhere or something.
During the first season?
Not the first season, but later seasons. So I could go right to AMC.com like catch up, which was really cool.
They always had really rare stuff, which I'm really bummed out that they stopped doing. I actually have some of the posters still.
Oh, the merch they used to have.
They'd put stuff up so good when the season started, and they'd only have like a certain amount, and when they sold out, they were out.
It was done.
They didn't make any more.
So this is our
Alex Ross signed posters all kinds of stuff.
So this could be our pitch to anybody who works for AMC or has an affiliate. Tell them we love the merch.
Yeah.
Bring back the like exclusive merch. We love it.
Yeah, the exclusive signed posters different artists. The Alex Ross was one of my favorite ones. I think the other one was Tim Bradstreet. They're both amazing, amazing posters. And they put them on this really... I've never seen a poster on this thick of paper.
It's almost like a canvas, almost.
Yeah, it's...
But like not a...
No, not a canvas, but like... You know how like 11 by 17 comic book board is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but even a little bit thicker than that.
Oh, wow.
They're really, really nice posters.
That's really cool.
So if they ever sell them or you ever find one on eBay, buy it. But careful because they have a lot of second print ones that are just on normal posters. You got to look for the special paper ones. Those are the ones that they sold and got sold out and stopped selling.
But yeah, so Walking Dead, we love it.
Sorry, I like merch.
Total tangent, but it's fine. Yay. And so for me too, I don't know if your friends read the graphic novel or not.
No.
But I am
some of them.
I'm kind of a dork, and so I'm the person who likes to read things before I see a movie or watch a TV show, because I like to see like contrasts and like what's the same, what's different, all that kind of good stuff. So I actually got a hold of... some of the graphic novels and started reading it before the series aired because I wanted to like know what was going on. So that was interesting to like start from the jump.
Oh my God. Not to interrupt, but a zombie just got Rick's killing his first zombie right now. We got to play in the background. Get him, Rick. Isn't it funny that they later wear those exact masks while they spread the goo all over them?
Oh yeah. Like that it comes full circle. Yeah. And I think
first
like,
kill.
Like,
sorry to interrupt you. I was like
scenes,
excited.
This is one of the scenes in the first episode where, you know, yeah, like you said, Rick is killing his first zombies outside. It's straight up with a baseball bat, and he's still got that big wound that's like from when he got shot and everything.
And he's got the pubes glued to his face. He's got the terrible
awful
beard.
Yes.
It's so obviously hair stuck to his face.
We love you, Walking Dead.
Which is weird because the man can grow a beard. You could have just asked him to like wait 2 weeks and he would have had it.
Well,
you saw the beard in the later season. That thing was a beast.
It was epic. But you gotta wonder too, like they spent maybe they spent most of their budget money on like one making the zombies look really good.
Yeah, but it's free. Just be like, hey, don't shave for 2 weeks.
True. No, I was saying more so like maybe they spent their money on like the fake GTO that they blew up and like the really good zombies.
The GTO judge.
Oh, sorry. I am so sorry.
Respect.
How dare I not say the full name?
1969 Judge. Yikes. GTO, did you mean?
Oh, that's the one I meant. I'm so sorry. How dare I? That one. But yeah. Maybe I was
with the rotary.
Say, maybe the beard.
Rooter? I'm retired. I don't know.
My point was maybe they spent most of their budget money on that and they were like, oh, well, this beard looks okay. Like,
whoever said this beard looks okay should have been fired.
But yeah, no, my point.
But I love him.
One of my
it
points was
good.
This.
It was cool because you knew. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
You're good. No, go for it.
It's just with the terrible beard. I can't get over it.
Now, if you've seen Tom's picture in the thumbnail, you know he's got an epic beard. So beards are, you know, your forte.
Nah, I don't know
and
about that. But thank
your
you.
Specialty in life.
It's just, you know.
if you looked on his resume, it would say
it's not bad. Beard expert. It's more, I really like details in movies and details in shows. And you know me, I like, I'll grab shit. I'll pick at stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't like when people don't pay attention to details.
Right.
And then I probably do it myself in my own comic books. You probably read it and be like, this son of a bitch forgot about this. You know what I mean?
Right.
The irony. Yeah, the irony. Right now we're looking at a shirtless Rick. Hey, Rick.
Well, the funny part is, Morgan. As we're talking about this beard thing, right?
He shaves it off. The fake beard.
So, yikes.
Why did you give him one then? Yeah.
Why not just let him, again, grow the stubble and be done?
You know what I wonder if they did? I wonder if they did the whole take and, like, he messed it and they're like, we got to do it again. But he already shaved. And they're like, glue it to his face.
Oh! That, maybe in post, they're like, fuck, there's like a glare or something. And it's like, dang, man,
we got to do it again. But I shaved it.
And we get introduced to Morgan. Hey, Morgan. Not the Morgan I know and love.
Does he have Bob Marley tattooed on his arm?
It kind of looks like it. But when we see Morgan here, he's okay. But he's not like what I like to call the apocalypse Rafiki that we know and love to this day. So that's a cool character development to see. You know, Rafiki from The Lion King, he's got the stick and he runs around like, da-da-da-da. Bam, bam.
The wise guy.
He's wise.
With the staff.
Yes, he's wise, wisdom wise, and he's like kind of a smart butt, and he can take people out with his stick. Boom, Morgan.
That's true.
So Morgan is the apocalypse.
He is a badass with that stick. But this, to get back to the first episode, I mean,
he does let Rick know, like, hey, shoot these guys in the head. He does let them know, like, he lets them know, like, some good info about them.
Yes.
To start.
Did anybody notice the very first zombie coming up to Rick when he's sitting down?
Ooh, I did.
That Morgan shoots. I mean, I could be wrong on this, but it's in black and white. And I think it might be either an Easter egg or a little homage to the old school zombies. Because it's really weird. Everything else is in color, but this one zombie. All the other zombies in the episode they show look like normal zombies, but this one is all gray. They made his skin gray. Right. They made his hair black. They made it, you know what I mean? Like, he was a black and white zombie.
Right. And even if it wasn't, quote unquote, black and white, or there's so much, like, theater makeup out there that they could really make him look black and white or gray. And
I mean, it looked like they did.
To me, it looked the same. I'm 100% in agreement with you. So that was really cool. And it's something I didn't pick up on until we watched it this time around, that maybe that is something that's like a throwback.
Yeah.
You know?
It's also a little weird that, like, he hits him in the face with the shovel. He's like, zombies are kind of, you know, they kind of walk around like zombies. Rick was sitting down, like, holding his head, thinking about stuff. And this kid comes up and smacks him in the face with a shovel.
I mean, and clearly the skin tone looks fine. And he's, like, talking to him. And stuff, and it's like, okay.
I don't think zombies like sit and rest on benches and stuff.
And like take steps. Deep breaths, like they've just ran 5 miles.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Man, I gotta think about this.
Oh boy.
Smack.
Well, but yeah. But I was slightly confused from the very beginning of this because they start with Rick after he's woken up. And, like, walking through with everything. And then you have the flashback of what happened. But you don't know that yet. And it was a little confusing at first.
You gotta admit that was a complete ripoff of 28 Days Later, though. Him in the hospital like that.
Oh, I 100% thought the same thing.
Waking up alone and not finding anybody for, like, a while. But, I mean, that doesn't take away from... Everything is making noise. That doesn't take away from how good this show is, I don't think.
No.
The show is amazing.
I think when I saw that, I did have like 28 Days Later kind of flashbacks, but I also was curious to see, are you going to fully copy this or are you going to make this your own? That was cool to see. The one bummer part for me about the opening scene of Rick... Yahtzee, trash can.
Oh, okay.
But the one bummer thing for me about the opening scene, the one fatal flaw for me was the little zombie girl picking up the stuffed animal. I was like, really, guys?
That and when they're in the mall, the zombies pick up rocks.
That's next episode, though.
Is it?
Yeah, that's episode two. I thought
it was this first one. Whoops.
Oopsie daisies. But yeah, so when they have the little girl pick up the stuffed animal, I'm like, you know, if she was full-blown zombie like she is, she wouldn't give a rip about picking up a stuffed animal.
Yeah, no.
She'd be like, human blood and fresh meat. Yummalicious. Yeah. And she'd be bolting, you know. So, but also, I think we see that a little bit.
I think they were trying to develop them still. I think they didn't quite know exactly what they were going to do with the zombies.
Yeah.
Because they definitely, you can tell now the difference. Even in the earlier seasons, you could tell a difference.
I think,
and once they found that certain difference, they stuck to it,
mm-hmm.
and they just aged the zombies. But the first few episodes, possibly the first whole season, I can't remember. We'll find out as we watch it. But I think it was just the first couple episodes. The zombies act a little funky.
Yeah, and I think. This is just my theory. Obviously, there's a lot of them out there. But I think in these beginning episodes, they're still trying to kind of show a human side to them, like humanize them a little bit. So like when we see that little girl like do that, I think it's trying to make you connect a little bit and be like, these were former people. Same thing like when Morgan's wife comes around, tries to open the door. I feel like they're trying to humanize them a little bit still and not separate them so much as these things. Just yet, but that's just the theory.
Personally, I disagree with that, and here's why, though.
Okay.
I think all it was a trick.
Okay.
They were trying to make us think that she wasn't dead, because Rick even stood up and was like, little girl, and he calls her because he thinks she's alive. I think that was all just to make us also believe that she was alive along with Rick. Like, oh, is this girl alive by herself? And then she turns around and she's got half her face missing. You know what I mean?
True. And him as a police officer, sworn to serve and protect, he would have seen a little girl on her own and been like, oh, I have to help her.
Right. Let's talk about this.
You know?
Could you shoot, if you didn't, in real life, if you didn't know they're zombies, or you didn't believe in that kind of thing, or you were just going about your day and whatever, and you saw a girl that looked like that, would you shoot her in the head?
If
she was walking towards you like that?
I don't think I would. I think I would have just bolted and been like, what is going on? You know?
He just kind of went for it. He was just like, I'm going to shoot her.
Right? But at the same time, too, when she got closer, you could see her mouth is all jacked up and like everything. But then again, I would have thought, oh, she's horribly injured.
Yeah, I would have been like, oh, she's coming over because she needs help.
She needs help. Yeah. And I would have got bit. Yeah. I'm an adult and I need to help her. But I, you know, obviously we see he doesn't have like a walkie to dispatch, or he doesn't have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably would have been like, all right, I'm going to run and call for help. Like,
I probably would have, I don't know. She's a little girl. You probably could have just held her back with one hand, to be honest. He's a grown man. Let's be honest.
She's a zombie girl, though.
That doesn't give him super strength.
You get some strength when that happens.
No. No, you don't.
I don't know. They're pretty determined, too, once they
They're determined, but you could hold them back. Like, you could put your hand on their forehead like the Three Stooges.
Like a Three Stooges. I was just going to say, like a Three Stooges moment.
And be like, back up, little girl. Or why like how they did a Shaun of the Dead. Didn't they do that in Shaun of the Dead?
Yes.
He like held her back. Yep. He's like, what are you doing?
They also killed her with vinyl records. So that was me too.
Oh, we just came up on the part where Morgan trying to shoot his wife.
Now, this is a good question too for people. If the person you love or someone you love turns into a zombie, will you shoot them?
Yes.
I 100%. I can say I love you, Tom, enough that I would shoot you if you were a zombie.
I'd shoot anybody who turned to a zombie, including my mom, my brother, you, my cat. I don't know if I could shoot my cat.
I can shoot my long-term girlfriend and possibly future wife, but I can't shoot my cat. Hey. Priorities, people.
I've been through a lot with that cat. And like a cat I could keep like in a box. You know what I mean? You ain't going to get me.
Oh, my goodness.
Whereas like a person, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's a lot carrying around on your shoulders.
True. Very true.
Whereas a cat, what is that, like 20 pounds?
Well, if it's Wally, then it's about 12 or 13. Yeah. No, he's dropped a pound. He's 12 pounds now.
Oh, he's a little, hey. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Getting that summer I'm body. Jealous. Go, Wall.
You can take my weight. Anyways, can you believe they wrecked a GTO? That's another thing that bothers me.
Even if it's not a GTO. Dale. Sorry. I got distracted. I love Dale.
I love Dale, too.
I love Dale so much. Amy.
Man, it's weird seeing them again.
And spoiler alert, for those of you who might not have read the comic, Dale and Andrea hook up in the comic book.
Ooh.
Right? How creepy is that? But okay,
that is really creepy. Are they the same age in the comic book, though?
They're the same age as that they are in the show.
Oh, gnarly.
Right?
Actually, I'd rather bang Dale than the governor.
Yeah?
So.
You think so?
Dale's the governor.
Dale's more genuine.
The governor is my most hated character. I hate him so much that I don't even really hate him. I just wish he wasn't a character on the show.
And you know what's the craziest thing?
It's just I want him out. I wish he never happened.
When you see him in interviews.
I skipped episodes.
And in real life, he is one of the nicest people.
I know. It's
so
nothing against the
actor.
Actor.
Like, what a brilliant actor to play like that character so well to have so many people hate you, but be such a nice person.
Yeah, it's nothing against the actor.
That's amazing acting.
He did an amazing job, but I think he did too good of a job because I really hated the guy so much that like I would literally skip those episodes and like wait until the next stuff. But there was also a lot of dialogue and I just like I didn't like his accent. I didn't like I don't know. The whole town that they had, I wish they did something different, maybe.
There's something we said for actors too. I think a lot of people like especially your people have been with a show like The Walking Dead have been these characters for so long too. Like a Norman Reedus or like
I love Daryl.
You know, Andrew Lincoln. People can't, when you act so well and you're so committed to a show, people can't differentiate between you and your character sometimes. And so like, again, with the man who plays the governor, I forgot because the actor's name, he played it so well that people can't distinguish between a line between his character and himself.
Right.
So I think Walking Dead did a really good job of casting people, I feel like.
Oh, definitely. I mean, they had the Punisher first season.
It's hard for me to think of anybody else being Rick Grimes other than Andrew Lincoln.
The crazy thing is
when you watch him in this first episode, you're like, whoa, he is a bad mamma jamma. But then
he gets even badder.
My only experience with Andrew Lincoln before that was Love Actually, and that is not
that.
So I'm like, how is this dude going to be the apocalypse-wielding guy? You know, but he did it really well. I was shocked.
And it's crazy that I didn't find out he was British until, like, season 3 or 4.
Yeah, let's talk about the accent.
It's like he has got that down. I like, it's amazing. I kind of figured Maggie did because the way she kind of moved her mouth weird, like she was having trouble with some of the words or the sounds or pronunciation.
Yeah.
So I figured she was, and plus I saw her on Supernatural. I can't remember if she had an accent on that. I think she did have a British accent.
But there are different.
But yeah, that one wasn't a big surprise. But Andrew Lincoln, he has it down so good in the Southern accent that. And he did it sometimes in interviews even. He would talk in the Rick voice. He wouldn't do his normal, you know, his normal voice from the UK or wherever he's from. It's still UK, right?
Yep. Oh, no, here's a ballsy thing to do. We're at the point in the episode 1 where Rick is out of gas in the cop car.
With the bag of guns.
And now he's walking with his bag of guns a farmhouse who clearly has no idea what's going on in the world. I mean, he knows it's kind of messed up in the world, but he doesn't know what's going to wait for him on the other side of this. But he's like, all right, I'll just walk down the road, walk in this house, whatever. It's cool.
Still got his police uniform on. Like, right? It matters.
Right? I think at this point, he probably just wanted to clean pair of clothes. And when they're at the station, he could do that. So
I don't think you'd know anyways.
No. Like, but that comes a point,
no
too.
No one would believe that it was a zombie outbreak till like, year two. You know what I mean? People just wouldn't believe it. They'd be like, it's not zombies.
Right. Well, and this house especially, like, talk about details. If you scroll back or if you rewind or however you're viewing this, you see that there's a dish for satellite on there, which tells you that they probably have a really hard time getting reception.
Oh, yeah.
Which means they're probably really not aware of what's going on. But yet they have chosen to end it all before they get ended, I guess.
He just blew the back of his head out.
That's a shot. That's a shotgun. Oh, so yeah. That definitely at close range could probably blow through your skull if you had it in your mouth or something, I would think.
And they wrote with blood with their hands, God forgive us, yeah. On the wall.
Wow. What would you do? Would you take yourself out? That's
no
a question.
No way I wouldn't take myself out.
Some people would.
Some people would. I'm not saying anything against them. I'm just saying no way I would. It might be weird, but this sounds... Not that I want anyone, harmed or anything.
Right.
But a zombie apocalypse sounds like one of the more fun apocalypse.
Especially
if they don't run.
Right.
If it's Walking Dead style, we got this.
Well, and here's what you do.
The more you got to worry more about people than you got to worry about zombies.
Oh, yeah. And this is why you take off into the country and you like set up shop. There's going to be abandoned houses.
Yeah.
You set up shop and you start like basically foraging for materials.
Start a farm, basically a homestead. Yeah. That's what I want to do now.
And I think this is where it would be cool now in our current state before we hit anything
won't be
like
zombies.
This, right? Like,
we'll have to hire people to act like zombies and wander into our garden while we're planting stuff.
The cool thing about watching this series and like reading the graphic novel and doing all that is it makes you want to learn how to do stuff for yourself.
Yeah.
So like if technology, we might not have a zombie apocalypse, right?
What makes you think what would I do in this situation?
Right.
How would I go about this?
Other things could happen. I mean, everybody kind of teases and makes fun of the doomsday preppers, but
honestly,
like,
it could be happening.
But other
right
things
now.
Could happen where like power could get taken out. How are you going to do stuff? You know,
this
so like
be.
Watching stuff like this gives you ideas of like, oh, well, I could do this. I could do this this way, and it makes you kind of want to like build stuff on your own, do stuff on your own, figure out how you would like survive if everything went to Hades. You know?
Yeah.
It's a little bit inspiring, terrifying and inspiring at the same time.
Yep.
What a shot this is. We're at the scene where Rick's about to enter Atlanta. And it's, I believe, the poster for season one, right? Of the Atlanta skyline.
Yep.
Or him walking in the city on the,
It's the front of the DVD. It's a poster. It's, I think, a t-shirt.
Cinematically, what a beautiful shot.
It's everything.
What a beautiful shot. Like...
They've used that image for Walking Dead for a very long time, and I think they still use it sometimes.
How much that sums up the show of like just wow.
You're on your own, basically.
Yeah. And like how crazy this is Atlanta. This is supposed to be Atlanta. And Atlanta is a crazy populated city. So how eerie is this, you know?
That they were able to shut down the streets.
This is wild to think about when you look at that. Like,
can you imagine being the actor and being
right?
Seeing empty streets with newspaper everywhere and garbage? If you could really get into character, you know what I mean? It would really feel like this is happening. Like you're looking at empty streets, burned cars,
right?
Like flipped over, you know what I mean? Broken helicopters.
Oh, see, now that car looks.
But
like
I'm sure there's a lot of green stuff on set.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like that car might be covered in green, so they can add stuff later.
Sure,
it might be green on that building. That looks like Pittsburgh. You got plants growing through the building.
But wow, like
yeah, it was amazing. This is amazing first episode.
This is we're not going to go through the entire thing. With, yeah.
But this guy, this zombie, I'm not sure if anyone knows this one. It's when he's walking through the street on the horse.
He's the first one off the bus.
Two zombies wake up on this bus, and the first guy, I always thought that he was possibly Jim Carrey or someone.
Which I never thought until you said that, and then I look at him and I'm like, looks like, it could be Jim Carrey. It really could.
Like, yep. Or I thought it was possibly maybe Nicotero or someone.
Oh, okay. Because
they kept focusing on him like he was someone special.
Okay.
But then nothing ever became of it. So I was just like, what? But they did come out with a toy of that zombie.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if maybe that was like for marketing purposes or, you know what I mean, for selling toys. Like,
that could be.
I'm not sure, but... The original toys are cool. I don't know if you ever saw them. Were you ever into those?
Maybe not the very, very original. I did get
they had a black and
one
white
of the
Rick. Very no, expensive right now if you have an unopened one.
I have
to all my other nerds out there, if you have an unopened Rick season one black and white variant.
Oh, there's the helicopter.
You got some money. Oh, there, yeah, the reflection in the building. He's going to run to the
Sorry,
zombies.
Didn't mean to interrupt, but I was like, yeah, helicopter.
Oh, so. Good. Well, we are way over time. We're at 31 minutes.
And we're not even done talking, the episode.
So. Yeah, we're not even done with the episode. We're going to be back tomorrow, or possibly we'll make a second podcast, but we got to end this one because the file will be too big and we can't even upload it.
Maybe we'll do round two.
And we
two.
Still have a band left. So get ready for Expendable Youth right now from Woo! Chicago. Hit it.